the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so glad you decided to wake up on this beautiful Saturday morning and spend a little bit of time with yours truly. Truly. I'm getting all extra fancy for no reason. So check it out. Today we are going to talk about springing into fitness. The weather broke earlier this week. It didn't feel like it yesterday. Yesterday was just like, oh, stop playing. And today, we'll see. It's going to be your typical 62, 63 degrees today, but we had some 80 degree days earlier in the week, and it was beautiful. It was a great day to go outside, take a walk, take a jog, take a run, play with the kids in the park, or whatever you can think of to be active. So we're going to talk about ways we can start to pull off those winter clothes and those hibernation type activities where you just sit still and wait for the cold to be over. It's time to get that blood flowing. So we're going to have a nice talk about physical fitness today. So make sure your ears are perked and ready. Let me give you the phone numbers, because if you have any questions, and of course, I want you to participate in today's discussion. Here's the number to reach us, 215-263-1039. As usual, we're going to start the morning off with a bit of inspiration.
I like that, y'all. Oh, yeah. Listen. I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble. Yes, I am.
No matter what came my time of need, standing right there just to see about me. Oh, arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. Said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it.
I made
by the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made
I'm still here, yo.
I'm still here.
Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, tossing and turning.
I made
all night long.
Yes,
I've anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was gonna bring. Still
I'm
here tonight.
Here.
Come on and let me see those hands in the air tonight.
That's right. I am still here. Amen. Amen. Good morning to you. Happy Saturday. Looks like the sun is peeking out. Some of that rain is sliding away and we don't have to worry about it, at least not right now. And that is definitely a good thing. And even if it was raining, it's still a good thing because we are alive. Welcome to Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM. I welcome you into our discussion this morning. We're talking about springing into fitness. The number to call, because here's the thing. This is what I want to know from you, my listening audience, my beautiful listening audience. I want to know, what do you do to stay fit? That's part of the question. Part A, what do you do to stay fit? Part B, if you don't do anything, why aren't you doing anything to stay or get fit? We're talking about fitness this morning. What do you do to stay fit? And if you're not doing anything, why aren't you doing anything to stay fit? Give us a call. Be real honest, because we have an expert in the room. It's going to walk us through some things. And I do mean pun intended. Going to walk us through some things to get us all on the fitness train. So reach out to me. 215-263-1039. Joining me this morning is a good friend to the show. Okay. I mess you up every time. I'm going to talk about my failings right now. I am horrible with names that I don't readily know. So I'm going to call you E.
That's good.
But you say your real name, your whole name.
Okay. Ekoma Ekeleme Washington.
Thank you. Ekoma Ekeleme Washington is joining us. We're going to call her E for short, so I don't mess that up.
That's cool.
Amen. She is a fitness instructor, and she is here this morning. Welcome, lady.
Good morning, Tiffany. Thank you for having me on again.
Ciao. Thank you so much for joining us. So let's talk about reasons why we need to stay fit, especially when the weather is changing.
Well, you know, like you said, during the wintertime, we tend to kind of hibernate, you know, kind of use the excuse, oh, well, it's not warm enough. It's too cold. I can't go to the track. I can't walk. But right now is the time to get fit. And a lot of people want to use this time to build their summer bodies, their beach bodies, or try to get to a point where they can, you know, wear the arms out for the summertime. So it's really important to, this is a good time just to start.
Okay. Yes. All right. Now, I'm going to be 100% honest. Let me tell you. I used to be, and I hate to have to put that tag on anything I say, what I used to do, but I used to be a really fit person. Like, I loved activity. I liked bike riding and, back in the day, rollerblading. Woo, yeah, I wouldn't try that now. My knees would say, sit your butt down. but dancing and things like that. But then, I don't know, part of it was schedule. part of it was just feeling tired, which I know had a lot to do with me not working out and having a poor diet. But after a while, it just got out of a habit for me. So what I'm learning is, even though it's in my body, yes, I'm still an active person on the inside. When I have those moments where I'm like, yes, I'm ready to do it, I go for it like I've been doing it all this time, and I end up hurting myself like I am right now.
Right.
I'm jacked up in the ankle for some tomfoolery like that. So what advice do you have for people like me who are a little stubborn, who are a little like, I'm tired of being sedentary, but want to jump right in like you've been doing it all this time?
Okay. Let me start by giving a little bit of background about me.
Okay.
Several years ago, about 7 years ago, mm-hmm. I was 220 pounds.
Wow.
And diagnosed with hypertension. At that time, I was a size 16.
Okay.
And, you know, I went to the doctor, and the doctor telling me to exercise, get fit, mm-hmm. and, you know, change your diet. And I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, okay, great. Mm-hmm, and didn't do it.
Mm.
So it took a lot of time, and I had to get in my head that I wanted to do it,
mm-hmm.
but I knew that in order for me to do it, it had to be a slow progression. And mm-hmm. it took about 2 years, a little over 2 years, to lose the first 50 pounds.
Wow.
But by changing the way I ate, modifying my food intake, mm-hmm. not drastically, okay. but slowly.
Okay.
So instead of eating the salt, pepper, ketchup, and hot sauce on my fries every day, my Snickers, my Pepsi every day,
mm-hmm.
I would cut down to 4 days a week. And I would chill with that for a second, and it cut okay. down to three and two. It was a slow progression, of course, you know, putting in better foods,
right?
Even as far as the activity.
Mm-hmm.
I, like you, I was always pretty active.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was pretty sedentary. Mm-hmm. I didn't do much, but I always loved to do it, dance
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I really had to slowly incorporate the exercise, which is a point that you were right. talking about earlier.
Right.
You don't want to go ahead and get gung-ho and do it.
Sure.
You want to slow. Baby mm-hmm. steps.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps. You take the small steps and you work towards your main goal.
Okay, so now I need you to speak to the individual, and I'm including myself in the individuals.
Yes.
Plural there. Speak to the individual who's like, I hear you, but I'm tired of it now. I want it to go away now. I want to be fit now. I'm tired of wearing this size, whatever dress or pants. And I'm just ready now.
Right. Okay.
Speak to that spirit.
Right. What I would tell that person is also to start slow. It's a mindset. Everything is a mindset.
Mm.
When you're hungry. Well, when you're hungry, you don't necessarily, like, you don't grab the Snickers because you're hungry. Most of the time, you grab the Snickers because you just want it. It's
right.
mental.
Right.
When you're exercising, if you're telling yourself you can't do it, it's mental.
Mm-hmm.
You walk to the bus stop. You can walk to the bathroom. You can walk. You can walk.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say to the person is to start slow. I just have to maintain that to start slow. You don't want to go into it gung-ho. Another
mm-hmm.
thing is physically.
Mm-hmm.
You ever sit for a while or just not do anything active for a while
mm-hmm.
and you go out there and try to do it, and the next day or 2 days later you're like, oh my gosh, my body is sore, my feet, my hands,
child,
my muscles. And
depending on age, it might be a couple hours later.
Exactly. But you know, it's and that's discouraging to you. Like, you
right.
would say, okay, well, I'm going to wait for a while because I'm too sore to move.
Right.
That's
right,
another reason
right.
why you don't want to go in and do it, you know, all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice would be to that person is to do something like start walking. If you're not used to walking, mm-hmm. you walk. Go to the track.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around your block. You know,
mm-hmm.
8 city blocks is mm-hmm. is kind of a mile. It's considered a mile.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk around your block, down the street,
mm-hmm.
around, make a complete square,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you do it twice,
mm-hmm.
you've walked a mile.
Oh, okay.
And you can, that's my the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in your home,
mm-hmm.
I love dance.
Yeah.
I love a lot of us love dance.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to know how to dance. Put on some music
okay.
and start shaking. Just do
okay.
something. Move.
Okay. Just move your body.
Just move your body.
Okay. What do you say to the person who has the really crazy hectic schedule, responsible for a lot of people, often not themselves, because they're responsible for a lot of people or a lot of schedules, and they have a lot to manage and very little money, i.e., I can't afford a gym or gym equipment in my home? What do you say to that person?
Tiffany, did you read my bio or something? I don't understand. That was me. No, really, that was me
okay.
with the kids.
Okay.
My excuse was always, I don't have time. Oh, I have to help with the kids, the homework. I have to pick the kids from school. Oh, I have a school meeting. Oh, I have my own homework to do. Oh, I got to work. I mean, I can't afford. I bought the memberships and never used it. I couldn't afford that and wasted the money.
Right.
That person is whatever you, when you're in the, when you're in at home, if you have 5 minutes, it's recommended that you are to do exercise, physical activity, 30 to 60 minutes a day. If you can't do, and I would stick for 30 minutes, especially for someone just starting out.
Right.
If you can't do 30 minutes, a half an hour at one time, 10 minutes at a time, and break it up. So, for instance, in the mornings, I would get up in the morning and I jog in my kitchen. I can't do it in the living room because everything shakes. But in my kitchen, it's pretty sturdy. I would just jog in place. Okay. I put the music on, jog in place, and tell the kids, okay, get dressed, you know, make your cereal. And I'm jogging in place while I'm doing that in my living room. Okay. I mean, excuse me, in my kitchen.
Okay.
That's 10 minutes. Well, okay, not quite 10 full minutes, but I'm doing 5 minutes at a time, and then I'll do another 5 minutes.
Yes.
But it's anywhere that you can do the activity, you can. So if you're walking in place, that's the same thing. Walking in place at home. When you're at your desk at work or you're working, there are certain exercises that you can do at work that's not taxing on your body, won't make you sweat.
Right,
you're getting some exercise in.
All right, sounds good. We're going to get some more advice from our resident fitness instructor, Miss E. Washington. Also, want to take your phone calls. My question to you is, what do you do to stay fit? And if you're not doing anything, why not? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to West Philly and speak with Andrea. Andrea, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Oh, okay. Wait, who is this? I'm sorry.
Andrea.
Okay, Andrea. Okay, I got it wrong. I'm so sorry. So, Andrea, what is it that you do to stay fit?
Well, first of all, the main thing I had to do was stop drinking my calories, which was really putting on the weight. So I started just drinking water.
Okay.
But I have a recumbent bike that I get on first thing in the morning, and I do something called Fluidity. I saw it on the infomercial, and I've been incorporating that as well.
Now, what is that?
It's kind of like, it has like a dance bar, and it has DVDs, and it has an instructional video to kind of help you, show you what to do.
Okay.
And it's really hard at first, but it's fantastic once you master it.
Really? Fluidity. Yeah. I haven't heard of that. Now, I have heard, I think we've all heard of Insanity by now, and I've heard I've seen some great results from friends of mine who've actually been doing Insanity. They've drop the weight. They look great. And I also know some folks who were like me, like, yeah, I went and did Insanity, but I was totally sedentary and jacked myself up. So you got to be careful.
Well, you know what? I'm the infomercial queen. Anything in the past, since the 80s, that has come out, I've had it. I've bought it. I've used it. I've returned it.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've tried everything.
Okay.
That's one thing I'm going to keep.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, thank you for the tip and thank you for sharing and good luck on staying fit.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to line two and speak with Mark in Pottstown, PA. Mark, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, like Tony the Tiger.
I know that's right. You sound like you are full of energy this Saturday morning. I love it. All right. So, Mark, what do you do to stay fit?
Well, originally, before my wife and I got married, I was totally into fitness. And when we started having children, you know, put on the weight after 12 years. And what I started to do is to go back to some of the things that I used to do, which were cutting out meats and monitoring my intake. And now I've been on that, and I'm loving the results. And I praise-a-size.
Nice.
Put on some praise and worship music, and like the sister said, that to move your body is what's most necessary. You get that target sustained heart rate, and you keep that going. 5 minutes, indeed. I move around. I put like 8-pound weights in my hands. Do the movements to the music, giving God glory.
Amen.
You know, He said, you know. The body is, you know, is our temple, and trying to do that. And so now my wife, she went to vegan. All I do is fish.
Okay.
That's not for everybody at, you know, all at once.
Yeah.
However, what's so wonderful is the results. And you were right, Tiffany, when you said, oh, I feel it the next day. Mm-hmm. But that's encouraging.
Yeah.
So I get back on my bench in the basement and I'm an encourager. I'm an encourager.
That's awesome. You definitely sound energetic, and it sounds like it's really working for you. And that is encouragement to a lot of people, I'm sure, who are listening, who are like, you know what? It's nice out so far. I need to get up and do something. And so
absolutely.
I appreciate you sharing your story this morning.
Can I shout out my church and my apostle?
You sure can.
Apostle Devin A. Park, Sr. from Freedom International Worship Center in Pottstown.
Mm-hmm.
This is Pastor Mark and all the leadership to the body. Be encouraged. You know, we're supposed to carry the anointing. We have to be fit to carry the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taxing when you pull out. So you have to fill up and stay in the Word, stay under the Word, and glorify God in all we do.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Amen. Mark, and we hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for sharing.
Amen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's quickly go to Monique calling in from the Philadelphia area. Monique, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually sitting in my car at Lloyd Hall.
Okay, so you're about to get your workout on right now.
Yes, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to hang up. They got to get up because I'm on, like, this routine.
Okay,
so.
Okay, yeah. Well, tell us what you do to stay fit, Mama.
Okay, actually, this is something new. I've been doing it for 7 months. I just started running.
Okay.
I was tired of being overweight, mm-hmm. and I'm a school teacher. So okay. Last year in June, I just started walking.
Mm.
And then, you know, I was at St. Joe's and I saw like this big group of women. I'm like, what is all this about? And I'm not trying to promote them, but it was a group of women that were out there running called BGR. And it was just, wow, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And ever since I joined the running group,
mm-hmm.
I downloaded like this. It's a running app.
Mm-hmm.
And it had me running a 3K in mm-hmm. 9 weeks.
Oh,
and it was awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. And right now I bumped it up to 6 miles. I run 6 miles now. I've been doing it for almost a year. It'll be a year
yes.
in June.
Yes, awesome. So how is it affecting your body real quick?
I love it. I like my clothes, and it is a slow progression,
mm-hmm.
but it's worth it because if it's a slow progression, it's going to stay off.
Okay.
So anything quick going to come back fast.
Oh,
but I love it. I'm down 64 pounds. And,
wow. You go,
yeah.
girl.
Go ahead, Monique.
That is definitely inspirational. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Monique. And you better go. Black Girls Run. We're going to talk about them, actually, when we come back from break.
Oh,
and thank
okay.
you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Well, thank you.
All right, Mama. You have
right.
a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, stay right there. Don't touch that dial. We want to hear some more inspirational stories. What do you do to stay fit? Have you made great strides in your fitness goals? Have you lost a lot of weight? Have you started doing something that you haven't done in a long time? Or are you somebody who's like, you know what, I am kind of tired of just being the way I am, and I need some inspiration. I need to get off my rear end and get out there and start moving. Tell us why you don't get out there and get moving, and tell us what you do when you are. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Stay with us. Praise in the City returns after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. In the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me remind you, we have a Facebook page. I would love for us to stay in contact throughout the weeks. Let us know how you feel about the show. Post questions, comments, and responses to what our topics are each week. We would love to stay connected through the social network. So please go to Facebook.com and look for Praise in the City. I would greatly appreciate it. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your host. Here joining me is our fitness instructor on deck, Miss E. Washington. We're going to go right back to the phones for just a moment. My question to you, my listening audience, is what do you do to stay fit? And if you're not fit and you're not doing anything,
why aren't you? And this isn't a you know, browbeating you. We just want to know what are your challenges, so maybe we can speak to it today to get you motivated to get past those challenges and get moving. So give us a call, 215-263-1039. We have Jacqueline on the line, on line two, calling in from Germantown. Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good, good, good. So tell us, what do you do to stay fit?
Yeah, I do to stay fit. I wake up early in the morning because I go to work real early.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of exercises for my stomach, like crunches, leg raises, things like that. And then I got like a little machine that helped me work my legs and everything because I used to be really athletic.
Mm.
But somewhere down the line, I had stopped that for a while because I had lost a sister last year, also an aunt at the very same time. So I was invited to be in my best friend's wedding, so I was kind of big, you know. I was like, I actually never had a lot of weight on me. I was always between the weight of 138 to 140.
Okay.
I actually picked up over 30-something pounds. I wore 173, and that weight was wearing me down. It hurt my chest. Mm. So what I did, I started working out, and instead of waiting for the bus to, you know, get to a certain station, I would walk from home to that station. It's about a 20-minute walk, and that helped me a lot. And then, you know, doing a little running, jogging in place, working out at home, because I lift weights a little also.
Okay.
And I used to do a lot of martial arts back in the day, and that kept me real fit.
Nice.
But I think with the death of my sister and my aunt during the same year had really you know, made me start eating all wrong and got depressed and, you know, stuff like that because my sister was in an abusive relationship with her husband and he used to beat her a lot.
Okay,
and
then,
you know, she had an asthma attack and wound up going to cardiac arrest.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. All right. Well, first of all, Jacqueline, I want to interject here real quick. Thank you so much for sharing. Congratulations on all the work that you're doing. We want you to keep that up, stay inspired, and keep inspiring people with what you're doing. All right. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay. Can I just give a shout to my church that I go to?
Just real quick, because we really don't have a whole lot of time for shout outs, so I just let the one person go. So if you could just do it real quick.
I just want to give a shout to the Deliverance Evangelist Church of Pastor Glenn Spaulding, which is my pastor.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right, God bless you.
All right, God bless you too.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Before we get to our next caller, E, I want to bring you back into the conversation. Now, our caller before we went to break mentioned that she joined a group called Black Girls Run, BGR.
Yes.
So I've heard so much about them. You can't escape them on Facebook. Please tell us what Black Girls Run is all about and tell us your story, because you were talking about how you heard about it too.
Yes. Well, you know what? I am very new, very new to Black Girls Run. But I didn't run. Like my thing was I was active, but I do not like running. I never liked running, didn't like running.
Mm-hmm.
And when I used to try to go to the track and run, probably trying to overdo it too much at one time.
Yeah.
And I would feel like I was just dying.
Yeah.
And I would go like run one way around the track. I used to run track in high school.
Okay.
So I used to do this.
Yeah.
And after, you know, with the pounds on, it wasn't easy. It wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So I got really, really discouraged.
Mm.
So it was my girlfriend, she was a lot heavier and she started running, you know, as a big girl. And she's like, come on, let's, you know, run with me. And I'm like, I don't have time, but okay, I'll meet you out there. And I never did. And I saw her progression and she, I mean, is amazing. And, you know, Black Girls Run, I'm checking them out, you know, kind of eyeballing and what do you call it, like, you know, snooping on Facebook and checking all their, they're like a wonderful group of women. So what I just started running and I just got into this and slowly but surely, and I'm actually training for my first 5K. And so it's Black Girls Run. You can find them on Facebook, online, it's the BGR.com. com, I believe it is.
It says blackgirlsrun.com. I'm looking at it right now. I decided, let me just go to the Facebook page and look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, if you go to blackgirlsrun.com, it gives you a little bit more information. And I've been hearing about it for a while, and I think it's really great, you know, to just get a group of women together to say, hey, let's do this. And I'm like you. I didn't run track in high school. Mm. I don't like running.
Right.
I like dancing. It's something about the whole bouncy thing, or it's the fact that I have falling arches. I always had, like, excuse.
Right.
Yeah, you know, excuses are tools of mental incompetence and the whole nine yard. But I know the benefits of it. So I'm sitting here thinking about it like, okay, well, can we do Black Girls Stroll?
Yeah, but you know what? The one thing about
Black Girls Walk.
No, but the good thing about Black Girls Run is that they have different levels. So you can come out and you can start as a walker.
Okay.
And I believe it's called a woggle, where like a walk, jog.
Okay.
And they will work with you in, like, full of encouragement. Nice. Full of encouragement. So, I mean, it's definitely something to check out if you're looking to, you know, get into running.
And one of the things, and I would say, listening audience, to check out the website, because they don't just have it in Philadelphia, but it's in other cities as well, like Baltimore. So if you are listening to us via the internet and you're not here in Philadelphia, they have it in Richmond, Virginia. I'm trying to go back to what they just said. I think Jacksonville, Florida, in Baltimore, Maryland, and of course here in Philadelphia, PA. Oh, it looks like Atlanta, Georgia. Has a little Black Girls Run thing going on, too. So that's a great thing. When you first, let's just talk about your story, because you actually have an event that's coming up, and I want to get into that as well. When you first realized that you were heavier than you ever were, what were your first thoughts, and how long, actually, did it take you to get from that moment to beginning the process of losing it?
Okay, excuse me. When I was at my heaviest, I knew I was heavy, but I didn't know it was much of a problem. Mm. And, you know, the doctors were telling me I needed to lose the weight. But even besides that, in my family, my immediate family, mom, dad, and brothers, not grandparents or uncles, aunts, just my immediate family, we have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and two strokes.
Oh, wow.
So I knew at that time I needed to do something, or I could be headed down that path. I was on blood pressure medication at 28. I believe it was 27, 28 years old. I was on blood pressure medication. So, and that was my turning point, just realizing, like, I need to be here for my children.
Mm-hmm.
So it, from that point is when I decided to make that change, and I modified the food intake and incorporated the physical activity. Yeah, so it was a slow progression. Like I said, it took 2 years to lose 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because it was a lifestyle change. And that is, you know, it is within that time, actually, also, I became certified fitness instructor, certification, older adult fitness and sports nutrition.
Nice.
So from that, I talk to people, facilitate workshops, talk to people. I do public speaking engagements on how to get healthy, how to get fit, you know, especially from that point where you know, are trying to.
That's
my focus. I love to work with the person who is they're just starting to get that, you know, motivation in their head and trying to get it going.
Girl, okay, I have a couple more questions for you, but I want to take another phone call. Again, we have a few more minutes left in the program. Give us a call. Talk about what it is you do to stay fit, or if you're not fit, why aren't you doing anything about it? What is in your way? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We have Janice calling in from New Jersey. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you for asking.
All right. So what is it that you do to stay fit?
Okay. Well, I wanted to, what I do to stay fit is I found when I was 49, which is several years ago now, you know, I got to a place where, much like your caller, I realized that moving into the age of 50, I want to have disempowering things in my life. And I found that the extra 50 pounds was definitely disempowering, and I wanted to get rid of it. And I asked God, you know, how to help me to be the woman that he wanted me to be. and show me how to do that. And so with a very good friend, we embarked on getting rid of some of the weight. But I was a size 16, and I had been since I was in ninth grade.
Okay.
And so I didn't, and because of my height, I really didn't feel it to be extra weight. It was just who I was. And but when God started to minister to me how to become the woman he wanted me to be, my goal was to go from a size 16 to a 14. I thought, okay, wow, I could be a Talbot's 14.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I thought that would be a really good, you know, hallmark as I moved into age 50.
Mm-hmm.
And but what happened was it was really miraculous, at least in my eyes, and those who know me and see me now. What happened, Tiffany, was I went from, you know, really just seeking to be a 14 to God really answering my prayer, which was to make me the woman he wanted me to be. And so from August of 2010 to May of 2011, I went from a size 16 to a size 8.
Wow.
And it was without even hitting a gym.
Really?
And I didn't measure anything. I didn't, you know, count calories. I just started to change. Initially, I changed five things. I took five things out that I felt were probably challenging for me with my weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I put five things in. So I took things out and I replaced them with better things. And God started to show me, you know, just how to treat me and how to love me more than anybody else could love me, because it has to be, I feel, an internal motivation versus external.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I have to get my weight down because it's bikini season, or, you know, somebody looked at me wrong, or the person that I love told me that I need to lose weight. Well, it can't be any of that, because once that changes, your motivation changes.
Right.
And so, and now it's 3 years later, and I'm still in that size 8.
Wow.
And I'm 51 going on 52 this year, and I feel absolutely so much better. I look so much better. I move so much better. And I have to say, I have to admit, I still haven't hit a gym yet, but you know,
okay,
just eating right and doing the right things as I have progressed in my nutritional changes and my dietary changes. I have gone from slowing down on eating red meat. I got rid of red meat. I got rid of all different types of things. And last year, I actually became a vegetarian.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, so it has progressed, but I had lost the 50 pounds way before the vegetarian lifestyle.
Wow. Wait, hold on 1 second. E wanted to address you on that.
Congratulations, okay. Janice, right?
Yes.
Congratulations. That is awesome. Let me
Thank
tell you. You said that kind of like, unfortunately, like you didn't join the gym yet. If you don't have to, don't. That's I mean, that is awesome. When I did the weight, it's been about five, six years. I didn't get a gym membership until maybe a year and a half ago for the first time.
Okay.
Everything
okay.
was done like you, like without a gym. But if you don't have a gym and you can do that, that means you know, you have ways of getting healthy and fit. If you use, you know, walking or, you know, anything you can use in your house, that's kind of the best thing to do, I believe. You know, you can, of course, if you want to, you can, of course, go to the gym
and be
able to use the equipment. But that is awesome. 16 to an 8. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, when my clothes started falling off and when I had to give away my size 16s because I had them forever, you know, it was like giving away a part of me.
All right. Well, I'll be happy to give away that part of me. Amen. So, listen, thank you so much, Janice. That is wonderful, wonderful, inspirational story. And I thank you so much for sharing it with us
thank
today.
Thank you, Tiffany. And have a great day, everybody. E and everybody.
Take care. Thank you. Before we go, because we're down to the last couple of minutes of the show, E, you have an awesome event to help jumpstart some people into their fitness routine, spring themselves into fitness, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, tell us about it.
All right, so we have, my program is called Baby Steps to Healthy Living. We are putting together a program called Dance Yourself Fit.
Okay.
And it is a fitness event through dance. So it's going to be held on Saturday, April 27th from 11 to 3. It's going to be held at Imani Charter School in the Germantown area of the city. And I have dance instructors. my dance instructors, I have a hip hop dancer. I have to shout them out real quick. I have to.
Okay.
My dance instructor, Raheem.
Okay.
And my African dance instructor, Erica.
Yes.
You know, E. Brown. And a young lady, Janae Henderson, she is a belly dancer. She's going to show you how to get fit through belly dance. It is like really, oh my gosh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I have
a Zumba instructor?
I don't have Zumba. And I purposely didn't have Zumba because everyone knows Zumba. Mm-hmm. We all know Zumba, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but the last one we do have is a salsa instructor.
Okay.
Who's actually my supervisor. I'm not going to give her age, but she, when you see her mm-hmm. and you see her move, that's going to be inspiration in itself.
Word.
And it's going to be an awesome event. We have refreshments provided.
Mm-hmm.
Want to give a shout out to, sorry, not a shout out. I'm going to thank ShopRite for helping this event. Not a shout out.
A mess. And okay. Yeah. So, okay, that's great. So tell us a little bit again. Give us again the date on and Imani Charter School is located where?
Imani Charter School is at 5612 Green Street.
Okay.
You can get more information by www.dyfit, as in dance yourself fit.
Mm-hmm.
www.dyfit.eventbrite.com. for tickets and more information.
Okay, and if you can't remember all that, or if you're driving, or if you're actually out there exercising, you're like, I want to know, we'll post it to our praisephilly.com website so that you can find out more then. You're awesome sauce. Thank you so much. Wait, are we all the way out of time, Larry? We're all the way out of time. So I'm sorry, I wanted to acknowledge Tracy, who was calling in from Maryland. Tracy, I won't be able to take your call. I'm so sorry. I need more time, but that's okay. Tracy, if you don't mind becoming our friend on Facebook, and please post your story. Please post what you were going to say to us on air on our Facebook page, Praise in the City. That's what you're looking for on Facebook. Also, if any of you have an inspirational story about how you've lost a lot of weight, how you got fit, please post it and share with our other listeners. E, much love to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
I had a ball. Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay. Awesome sauce. And much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Hey, by the way, guys, I am in an awesome play, and I want you to come check me out. The play is called Ruined, and you can find out more information by going to my website, TiffanyBaconOnline.com. Stay with me. It's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows right after this. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.